Sugar Money, a novel by Jane Harris, narrated by James Good. Part 1. Saint-Pierre, Martinique, Western Antilles. December 1765. Chapter 1. I was tethering the cows out by the pond, when a boy came into our pasture, saying that Father Cleophas himself want to see me toot sweet in the morgue. Never having set eyes upon this child before, I simply looked at him askance. He must have been somewheres about my own age, a mulatto like myself, perhaps a shade darker than me, a hair smaller. His jaw hung loose, and he had froth at the corners of his mouth, from which signs I deem him to be of no startling intelligence. I spat on the muddy ground that lay between us to show my scant regard for him. Then I told him something he could do if he had a mind to. The boy, he scowled and thrust out his hand. There upon his palm lay a silver-mounted rabbit foot. This grisly talisman belonged to Cleophas, who found it on the sugar landing in Saint-Pierre and kept it to remind himself of home, though it were a superstitious charm and most likely inapt to his faith. I had seen that pitiful scrap of fur and claw many's a time, hence knew the father must indeed have sent this chucklehead, now telling me he would tend to my beasts once I had gone. And since I knew no different then, I thought he meant whiles I went to the morgue.
"Eh, putte manif," said the boy, in our Creole tongue. "Où couillon, oui."
Though it would be unwise to make Cleophas wait, I refused to be hurried by this poor fool, and I dare say I took my time strolling over to Victorine to gather in her rope. My chief employment was to tend livestock for the friars, and since I would rather do that than toil on their plantation, you can bet I slung to my chores like a Hercules. Those animals so spoil, they fancy themselves kings and queens.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?